Mokoim shemischafrim boy pamachas pashana. The pasuk means to say which seder, which order is the kuvam, the seder that's done in the place that we use once a year. That's the kodesh hakodashim. In other words, the avodah that's done lefnai lefnim once a year, the kohen gadol goes inside there. That din is likuva. So drash Rav Yehuda sover amokim shekaprosay achas pashanik sidva chukam. Avol ahechol v'yazaros marshenkin outside in the hechol and the yazaro. Afilu dvar manasim mevidei loven. Even something you have to do when you're wearing your special white begodim. Shein kaprosay mekohen gadol el achas pashana leksiva chukam. Even though it's true, it's only done once a year. The Kohen Gadol does it wearing his white begodim once a year. But Rav Yehuda holds the vote of Pamachas Pashana goes on the Mokum. Only the avoidas that are done in this special place that we use once a year. So only the avoidas that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there the Pasuk says Chukah. If you do it the wrong order, you should know the avoidas apostle. That's a Yehuda Shita. For Rav Nechemya Sover, Rav Nechemya holds no. Tvorim hamischaprin behem pamachas pashonim. The pasuk is talking about not only the place, but any avoid any type of a kaparim that you only do once a year. You only do it on Yom Kippur. That the Torah says chukam. That's pshat the pasuk. V'zois v'hoisa zois lochem l'chukas solam achas pashonim. Any avoid that you do once a year, this avoid is likuva. It has to be done in the right seder. You don't do it the right order, it's possible. But not only something that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even something like Hagrolo that's done outside, or the Ayil that's done outside, still it's Likuva. And not the Ayil, the Ayil is done in the Big Day Zov. But the Avoid that's done outside, in Russia the Hagrolo, or else the Vidui, or else the Shvich HaShirayim, even though these Avoid are done outside, but since they have to be done only once a year, for the Avoid of Yom Kippur, then it's Likuva. So that's the Machlokes. What does the Torah mean by Achas Pashona? Does it mean the place that's used once a year? Or does it mean, no, the avoiders that are done once a year, even though they're done outside? So the Gemara, Otel Rav Yehuda, Mokom Ksiv, how could Rav Yehuda say Achas Pashona means only the place that's used once a year, only the avoiders that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? There we say, if you do it the wrong order, it's possible. Does the Torah say B'mokom Achas? The Torah says, Pama, the Torah says, Achas Pashona, mash many places. As long as this avoid is done once a year, it's Likuva. Doesn't only say in the place, it says Achas Pashona. For the Gemara Otel Rav Yehuda, Mokum Siva, doesn't say the word Mokum. So Marin says, Elohainu times Rav Yehuda. Elohai, I'll have to tell you, this is the Svar of Rav Yehuda. Ksiv Zois. It says the Postic Zois. And then it says Uksiv Achas. It says Achas Pashonim. So there are two miyutim here, Zois and Achas. So Chad Lemute Big Day Lovim Ibachutz. One meat comes to tell us that the avodah that he does outside in the Azor and the Hechel, even though he has to be wearing his Big Day Lovim, that's not Likuvim. The Seidim is not Likuvim. If you do it the wrong order, still it's Koshim. V'Chad Lemute Big Day Zov. And the other thing is teaching us, the avodah that he does when he wears his Big Day Zov, also it's not Likuvim. That's the pshat in Rav Yehuda. So Rashi says, Ksiv Zois, Mashma Chuka Al Zois. That the word Chuka, that's Mashma Likuva, it has to be done this way, only goes on what it says Zois. This and not something else. That's coming to exclude something. And then it says, Al Zois Ksiva V'loy Al Acheres. And then it says, Achas, also one, this and not something else. So Yehuda holds the two miyutim is teaching us that the avoidas that are done outside, even though you have to wear your Big Day Lovin, it's not Likuva. And the second thing is teaching us the avoidas that's being done with the Big Day Zov. That's where Yehuda learns. For Rav Nechemya, what does Rav Nechemya learn? He learns Chad Lamute Big Day Zov. True, there's also two miyutim here, Zois and Achas. So one teaches us that the avodah that the Kohen does with his wearing his regular eight pagodim, the Big Day Zov and Yom Kippur, those avodahs, if you switch around the order, still it's kosher. V'chad lemutei shirayim. And the second one teaching us that when the Kohen Gadol, even though he wears his Big Day Lovin, but at the end when he finishes the last avodah of making the seven hazois lamala on top of the mizbech apnim, afterwards when he finishes that, he has to take the leftover dam and spill it outside on the Mizbech HaChitzon, on the Yisoid Maravi. When he does the avodah of the Shirayim, that's the Lay Makfi. That's what the Mechemi holds. If Mechemi holds spilling out the Shirayim, even though it's done with the Big Deal Lovin, that's not Likuvi. And Rashi says, why? Lemute Shirayim, Shvicha Shirayim Delei Makfi. Why Dovaram Uchulhem, in Megdimulhem, even though it's supposed to be done later, if you do it before another avoid, it's still kosher. The Afapi Shainasim Big Deal Lovin, ain't Sidrin Makiv. Even though the Kohen Gadol is still wearing his Big Deal Lovin when he carries out the blood to spill it on the outside Mizbeach, the Yisrael Maravi, but still it's not Likuvi. And we'll soon see the Svara. Since the whole Shvich HaShirayim is not Likuvi, like even if he doesn't spill the leftover blood altogether, the korban is still kosher. So since it's not Likuvi altogether, therefore we say the Seder is also not Likuvi. For Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says no. Yehuda doesn't like this Svara to say that Shirayim is different. Because Yehuda goes to his own Shita. For Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you're going to tell me that the Avodah the Kohen Gadol does with the Big Deal Oven, even if he's doing it outside, it's Likuvah, so the Shirayim, this Avodah of spilling the leftover dam on the Yisoid Maravi, on the outside Mizbeach, is also Likuvah. V'loy ma'akfe, loy ma'akfe. And if it's not Likuvah, now that's a Yehudi Shita, that the Avodah the Kohen Gadol does in the Heichel, outside the Panim, even though he has to wear his Big Deal Oven, still it's not Likuvah. So if you hold like me, it's not a din only in the Shirayim, it's any Avodah. Any Avodah that's being done outside, in the Heichel, or in the Azar, it's not Likuva. In other words, if Yehudi Shittri is that the Shirayim, as an Avodah, is also Likuva. If you don't throw the Shirayim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, on Yisrael Maravi, it's possible. So therefore he says in Monashoch, it's an Avodah that has to be done. So if you can tell me now, this Avodah, the wrong Seder, is possible, so are then any Avodah that's done with the Big Day Love and outside has to be possible. So he doesn't like to be mired this Avodah itself. That's why Yehuda holds, no, that the Avodah the Kohen Gadol does in the Big Day Love and outside is also not Likuva. Rashi of Yehuda, Imakvi Shad Vorman Nasim Big Day Love and Bachutz Kisidron Makvi Avshirayim Kisidron. Like Yehuda holds, why is the Shirayim different? If you're telling me now, any Avodah he does outside with the Big Deal Oven has to be done the right order, so Shirayim also should be done in the right order. V'loy ma'akvi shad davar manasim Big Deal Oven, elamai, the other things the Kohen Gadol does outside with the white begodim is not makiv, habazai hani nami should be the same thing. Hani di'inu nami avodah makev skaparihi, omai chaz lamutei. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shirayim is also an Avodah that has to be done. If you don't do it, it's possum. So ma'ish nahai mihai. Like Monashach, if you're telling me now this Avodah doesn't have to be done on the right side, so no Avodahs that are done outside have to be done on the right side. The Gemara says, Ketanya, I'll bring you proof like this, that the Yehudi Shittur is the Shvicha Shirayim. This Avodah, after you finish using all the blood for putting it on the Mizbeach HaZohov, but putting the Seven HaZohis Lamalom, now the leftover blood you have to spill on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Yehudi Shittur is, that's also Likuva. If you don't do it, you don't have your Kapora. How do we know this? Ketanya. The Pasuk says, V'chilo mechapres ha-kodesh. Like when you finish your kapara of the kodesh. So the Tanakama dashins, im kippur kilo. If you did this rikas hadam, you made the kapara kilo. That's called you finished the avoida. Now that's what has to be done. V'im lo kippur lo kilo. But if you did not finish this rikas, his kippur means you didn't put the blood on the mizbeach the way you're supposed to, lo kilo, you didn't finish your kapara yet. Divir Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. In other words, the Ikka, what Toli is, making the Zrikas Adam. For the Chura, the Shirayim, putting the leftover blood on the Mizbech HaChitzayim, that's not Likuva, according to Rabbi Kiva. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Mifnei Ma'aloi Nemar, why don't you dash in the Pasuk like this? In Kila Kippur, if you finished everything, then you have your Kapurim. V'yim Loi Kila Loi Kippur, and if you didn't finish everything, you don't have your Kapurim. What does that mean? Shem Chisarachas Minamatonas Liyosav Leklum. That the Pasuk is teaching us, if you're missing any one of the Zrikis, any one of the Matonis, that's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach. Matonis means you're supposed to put it on the Mizbeach. Is any part of the Dam that's supposed to be on the Mizbeach you did not do, it's Chisar, it's missing. The Locher is Liyosav Leklum. You didn't do anything, then it's possible. Now, the Amrina Mai Benayu, it was said, what's the Machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? Nechura, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying that when you have your Zrikas Adam, you have your Kapora. If you didn't do the Zrikas Adam, you don't have a Kapora. So why do they say them two different Lashonis for them? Nechura, they're saying the exact same thing. So Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi, it's Machlekis. What the Machlekis is? Chadama, one of these two say, Mashmoyis Darshanike Benayu. True. There's no real difference in halacha between Rabbi Yehuda, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva. It's only a shayla haradash in the pasuk. V'chila mechapres hakodesh, they're both saying the same thing. That's what one says. But v'chadama, one says no. Shirayim ma'ak v'yika benayim. There's a big nafkamina that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the shirayim is likuvan. That's what we dash in the pasuk. In kilo, if you finish doing everything, even the shirayim, the leftover blood, you put on the mezbech achitzayin, then we say keeper, then you have your kaparam. But before you do this last avodah, putting the shirayim on the mezbech achitzayin, the locher is like keeper, you don't have your kaparam. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, the shirayim is likuva. And Rabbi Kiva holds, no, it's not likuva. That's this machlokes. So the kids, so we see, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, that the shirayim is likuva, has to be put on the zbecha, has on the zbecha chitzayim. Therefore, it's good to have Yehuda Shita. He holds the monashach. If you're going to tell me now the shirayim, the seder is not likuva, so adin any avoida that's done outside is not likuva. That's what Yehuda Taka holds. Yehuda holds that the only thing that's likuva is the avoidas that are done in the pnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, wearing the big delovin. Those are the only things that if it does at the wrong seder, that's likuva. But the avoidas that are done outside in the Eichel is not likuva. Just like the Shvicha Shirayim is not likuva, who are then any other avoid is not likuva if you do it the wrong order. You have to do them, but if you do it the wrong order, still it's kosher. Narmor says, Umiyam Rabbi Yechon Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechon said like this? Said what? Said Rashi de Rabbi Nechemya, Shirayim loy makri. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he's saying this is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. That the machlokes says Rabbi Yehuda holds the shirayim, the avoid of spilling the leftover blood on the mezbech hachitzayim is likuva, and Rabbi Nechemya holds it's not likuva. That if you don't do it, still you have the kapara. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. For the Gemara, is it true? O miyom Rabbi Yochanan hochi. For Omer Rabbi Yochanan, we have a kasha. Rabbi Yochanan himself said that Tona Rabbi Nechemya kedivrei oimer shirayim akfi. Rabbi Yochanan learned that Rabbi Nechemya holds like the sheet that hold that this avoid of shirayim, of spilling the leftover blood after you finish all the zrikas, that the din is you have to spill it on the mizbeach hachitzayin, that's makfi, that's likuva. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the economic kasha? It's a little bit spiritual, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Like how could Rabbi Yochanan say over here that Rabbi Nechemya holds the shirayim is not likuva? Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Rashi says, "Vom Rabbi Yochanan, the Masechta Zvachim, the Perak Hashoychet, the Amala Bachutz, the Ton Rabbi Nechemya, the Divrei Yomer, Shirayim Akvei, the Kom Rabbi Nechemya, Hoysa Shiri Adam Shekrivo Bachutz, Chayiv, the Shirayim, the Shiri Adam, if you bring it outside the Beis Hamikdash, you Chayiv Misa for it. Almo Avoidehem, Avoidehem, is considered a good Avoideh Befnim, the Karina Bahu, the Apesach Oymoid Lo Yivienu, the Nichras, the Chiv Chorus." But like shchut echutz, and according to Rabbi Nechemya, who are then if the shirayim, the leftover blood, you pour outside, bachutz, outside the Beis Hamikdash, yechayev for like shchut echutz. So you see, it's called an avoida. That's likuva. So what's the nechla mikash? It's a little bakash on Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina, kitoyres shechofno koydem shchitoso shopar. Now the loch of the seder we had so far before in the Mishnah Yitzin was, first you do the shchita of the par, the Kohen Gadol special par. First he does the shchita, and he makes the Kabbalos Adam, and then he gave the dam to somebody else to stir it up, that the dam should not jello in the meantime, should not become hard. And then the Kohen Gadol goes to do the avodas of the keteris. He goes to make the chvina. He takes his two handfuls of the keteris, and then he brings it inside lefnayim lefnim. So what's going to be if the Kohen Gadol did the wrong order? Hey, that's what the chvina is saying. He did the wrong order. And before he shechted the par, the Kohen Gadol made the chvina, took his two handfuls worth of the keteris right away. So locher is le'osav le'klum. It's possible, it's no good. You did it the wrong order. So since you made this chafina, the making the two handfuls of the keteris the wrong order, it's possible. So Gemara says, who does the chvina go like? The chura the command, to like Rabbi Yehuda. The chura does not go like Rabbi Yehuda shita. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, because if he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'omar, it was learned, we said over before in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that Ki Ksiva Chukah, when does the Pasuk say Chukah, that it's Likuva, if you do the wrong order, it's possible, it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Shita was only, Bidvorim Hanasim Abigdei Lovin, Mibefnim, who dichtiva. It's only said on the avoidus, the Kohen Gadol does pifnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he's wearing his big delovin, and those avoidus it was said, if you do the wrong a seder, it's possible. Like we have the avoidus, you have to do first the k'teris, then you have to do the hazoyus of the dama par, lamala and sheva lamata, and then you do the dama soyer. And these three avoidus, we change it around. First you do the dama soyer before the dama par, that's possible. You do the dama par before the k'teris, that's possible. That was a Yehudi Shita. It's only possible the seder, what's supposed to be done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, those are void this apostle. Mashenke is something that's done outside Bachutz, is not possible according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to this is the Kasha, how could you tell me now the Chfina is possible? If you did it the wrong time, where do you do the Chfina? Where do you take your two handfuls worth of the Keteris? It's done outside. It's done outside and the Azori does it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, an avoid that you do outside in the Azora is not likuv if you do it the wrong place, the wrong Seder. So the Chur Rabbi Chanina goes not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara answers no. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say Rabbi Chanina goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, I'll tell you Svarim that Tzarech Pnim Kipnim Domi. Something that you're doing for the purpose to use it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim has the loch as if it's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in other words, when you're taking the Chfina, you're making the two handfuls. For what purpose are you taking the Chfina of the Keteris? Why is the Kohen Gadol taking those two handfuls? In order to be able to carry it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to make the Keteris, to burn the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So since this is a tzarech, a purpose, to be able to take it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it has a loch like an avoid as if it's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Yehuda is also moida, that the Seder that was said on the avoidas that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you do it the wrong order, it's possible. So Rabbi Yehuda could be also masking to Rabbi Chanina's svara. So Rabbi Chanina goes even contra Rabbi Yehuda. Tanan, we learned like this, our Mishnah says, Imad shaloi goma matana shebefnim. Let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he was in the middle of making the hazoyis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He had the dama par there, the dama soy there, and the dama soyer, and in the middle of making the hazoyis, all the dam spilled out. Nishbech hadam. So what's the halacha? Yovoi dam acher. The Mishnah says you have to have new dam. So you have to go outside and shech the new korban par. The Kohen Gadol has to have a new par and get the dam, receive the dam, and go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and make the hazois. V'yachser betchilum b'fnim. You have to go over again and start the hazois over again that you did in the pnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what you have to start over again. Now the kasher is v'yim isof. You tell me now, like Rabbi Chanina Svara, yachzor v'yachvin mi boilei. Look, if you're going to have to make now a new shchites apar, you're going to have to do over again the avoid of chfina, because the seder of chfina is, we said, first you have to make the shchita of the par, and then you can make the chfina. So, like now, if you're telling me now that the par's dam was all spilled out, so you have to go outside now and make a new shchita, new par. You have to receive new dam and bring this dam in now, start making the azois. But it doesn't say in the Mishnah about the chfina. So chura, since you have to do a second time a shchita for the par, that's the par you're using. So the chfina that you did beforehand should be possible, because that chfina was done before the real shchita of the par. So why doesn't the Mishnah say, according to Rabbi Chanina, you have to go over again and do the chfina again? That's the kasha. V'yemisa yachzav yefchafen miboylein. Since you have to do the shchita of the par over again, you should also have to do over again the chvina, because the chvina that you did before, what that par was no good. So it's considered now that the chvina, the two handfuls of the keteris that you took, was done before you shechted the second par that you're using, and you're not allowed to do the chvina before the par, according to Rabbi Chanina. First you have to do the shchita of the par, and then you do the chvina. So the Gemara